Steve, let's start off with the news aboard the situation with Scott Hogan. What can you tell us?
Well, I think that's compounded one night because we obviously fear the worst. He's definitely turned his ankle over. We've seen that on the video replay. We don't know how serious it is until we see x-rays and scans. And if ever that one night was compounded with misery, that's just topped it off, because the consequences of losing him is huge. But that's where we are at the moment. We'll not know until the next 48 hours. And let's hope that it's not as bad as what we think.
Game seemed to have 0-0 written all over it until half-time at least. Were you disappointed, obviously, with the manner of the goal that you can see?
Well, that's where we are at the moment. We've done okay in games where we've had the best opportunities. I thought it was a penalty. When Scott Hogan went down, the linesman's put his flag up and there must be a centimetre in it. So I thought we were very, very decent in the first half. I mean, Newcastle haven't been near our goal. Our goalkeeper hasn't had a cross or a shot or anything to deal with. Yet, you know, we give a poor goal away. And then 2 minutes after the restart or whatever it is, we've given another one away where just... Well, the second one in particular is comical. We should be clearing it and dealing with it. And of course, the 2-3 opportunities that we've had, we haven't taken them. So it's where we are at the minute. We're up against it. And when you're up against it, you always feel that these things go against you. But certainly we haven't scored two goals like that in the 16 weeks I've been here. You know, so we need something like that to turn for Newcastle, just like it did. And all of a sudden, it becomes comfortable for them. So we have to stay with it and keep believing what we're doing is right. And as I said, in the first half, there was nothing in it between the two teams. So disappointing that we've walked away with two ranked bad goals again.
Obviously, you're aware of the cycle, like you say, that you're in at the moment. Yeah, easy for me to ask this question, but what's it going to take to break that cycle?
Well, we've got to stay with it. Yeah. You know, when you're up against it, I don't think I've been in a situation like this in 20-odd years, you know? So it's what it is. We have to stay with it and keep working away at it, and we'll change. We can't, you know, we can't just keep going along with it. Something will change. We'll get a break, and hopefully that'll get us off and running.